Hello, hello, everyone. My name is Miss Lelobi. This is The Office Podcast, and I'm with my co-host.
Hi, Lelo. It's Kia.
And Lighton.
Lighton has been boasting about how people are telling him his voice is nice.
Yeah, I know. They are.
God, right. Now we don't have radio voices.
Yeah, no.
I know.
Rona, what are we twang?
But I actually have a radio voice.
Yeah, I get a lot of that.
I have a radio voice and a TV face, so it doesn't get better.
Oh, honey.
Yes.
La, 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 la. Hey.
So let's see if your voice and your face African or not.
Or news.
Yeah. So guys, this is time. It's time for our weekly quiz, which is KYC. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this quiz is about a country that's in Africa, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's got 27 million people. That's the population of this country.
Okay.
27 million, so that's like
that's
less than half of what we've got in SA, because I think we're sitting like 56, 57 million. And 25.3... Okay, before I go to that, 45% of the population is younger than 15. 45%.
Younger than 15.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
and then, so it's quite young, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then 1.7 million people from this country fled to Malawi, South Africa, and other nearby countries between 1979 and 1992. And this was to escape from civil war.
So this wouldn't be a Sierra Leone, no. It would be. What's that other? We spoke. We even mentioned
1979.
Between 1979 and 1992, there was a civil war, so people ran to all these other countries. Okay. We've got a good portion of them here in SA. No, didn't we do DRC already last?
Yeah.
Or was it Cote d'Ivoire?
Cote d'Ivoire.
I don't know the difference. Still. And then another clue: 25.3% of the population speak a language called Emakua. But only 10.7 speak the official language. So this Emakua, which is the most spoken language in that country, is not even the official language.
Wow.
Mm. Wow, guys. I'm so disappointed.
This one is a bit harder.
Is it?
Do you have one last clue?
We've done Rwanda, no?
Yeah.
So this country...
It's in Southern Africa. That's what I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now if you don't get it after this So this country has it's one of those a few countries I don't know if it's the only one in Africa or maybe a few countries where they've had like two cyclones in one season.
Oh.
It can not be what I think it is. Is it? The cyclones is a bit of a clue.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys
just had the
definitely
cyclones,
is
right?
Mozambique.
Yes, I had to mention cyclones.
Yeah,
so yeah,
cyclones.
So that's definitely Mozambique, guys. They really having a difficult time right now.
It's quite interesting. If it wasn't for if you hadn't said that they fled to neighboring countries, then I figured out it was South Africa
because
but I couldn't tell it
the
was
language.
Mozambique. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the language actually.
Yeah, Emakua.
Yeah.
I don't even know. And then 10.7 speak Portuguese, which is like official.
Yeah.
So it's. I mean, they having there's a cyclone Kenneth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then even after that cyclone, now there's like heavy rains.
Yeah.
People are losing their homes.
Yeah.
I think they've had a couple of people dying as well. So yes. I thought
you could have said said that we are South Africa is related to that country.
Now that would have been giving it away. That would have been a proper giveaway.
Okay,
guys.
Sad.
So it's time now to start off our discussion on the Office Podcast.
Yes,
what are we discussing in Office Politics?
We're discussing umjolo emsebenzini.
Yeah,
my favorite.
Yeah, that was othando in the workplace, guys. So I know this is a lot of people's favorite topic. So. We won't delve too much into
it. Okay, when I said favorite, I didn't mean because I want to do it.
No, actually, I know how to get
you. Have you done it?
I actually have, so.
What haven't you done? Can we just count the stuff you haven't
stuff
done?
I haven't done, guys, trust me. This one I have done.
Okay, and then later on we'll have Lighten with some juicy gossip. But we're actually discussing being Mary Jane today,
yes,
right?
We are.
You have all the juice.
So I've got all the juice. Woo-hoo. And it's going to be exciting.
I can't wait. Okay, cool. So, Gia, up to
you. What are we doing in Out of Office?
An Out of Office? We're not doing out of office today.
No, we're not doing out of office today.
Oh, that's painful.
I'm giving my time to being Mary Jane.
Yes. Oh, that's fun. So
we're
you're going
to have a...
Yes.
Yeah,
damn, that's
but
fun,
you
guys
have been talking for like 30 minutes already, so...
Okay.
Okay, cool. Anyway, so guys, time for...
So it's time for office politics, right? Mm-hmm. So we all know that our favorite series has come to an end. Sad that I couldn't make it to the finale, which I do apologize for, guys. I know the guys had massive fun, though.
But please take a picture of this. So that next time she asks me something, you just send in a picture.
Meme.
You know, guys, if I would tell you my week last week, you'd feel sorry for me, but I'm not going to do that. So it's fine. So one of the things, obviously, there's different things that we could take from, BMJ. Some people Bamisa Sfebe. Some people call her different things. But there's some lessons. I mean, there's different themes that you could, you know, pick up from the series itself, much like any other sort of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And among the different lessons we can take from BMJ, one of them that stuck out, of course, was her relationship. Well, the finale relationship, you know, because, I mean, she's been in quite a few.
Mm.
And what started out with someone that started out as a colleague and then ended up becoming her husband, and I became her husband, guys. That was cute, cheesy, whatever the case is. But how
I'm
often do
my
we
fi- eyes at this point?
But how often do we find ourselves attracted to people that we work with? Because my thing is, we spend about 8 to 12 hours a day, mm-hmm. 5 times a week with these people. Some of you in some of your industries is literally 7 days a week. Some of you even out of town, away from home,
exactly,
with these people. You end up knowing each other well, better than you do your own families, your own partners. Sometimes for some of you. You know, I even noticed this with female colleagues. Like, those people become close. They become your friends. They become your lifeline.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they say never blur the lines, but it's a little bit difficult not to. Right. So, I mean, I personally have found my cases where I've become very fond of my colleagues. And we even, you know, party outside of work, drink outside of work.
Fond or as in like...
No, as in fond as in like, I like them.
Okay.
No, just females, not
females. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about now.
Yeah, no, I get it. But it's just a normal...
Okay,
it's
friendship.
A natural, it's a natural human thing.
Forming bonds at work.
However, I've also had a case where I have actually dated someone that I've worked with in the same building, same floor. It's different departments, though. But I'd like
Didn't
to...
She told us about
yes,
it.
I think
did.
I had told you guys a story before.
Yes. But
yeah, no, clearly
no,
there's an unfinished, there's some unfinished
business. Guys, I actually bumped, I saw the guy in center. No, guys, no, it's done.
And
I'm not
like,
even going to rehash it.
What the hell was I doing?
No, not even. As that person. It's just
I have
like,
a lot of those
face.
Moments. Like,
exactly.
What was I thinking?
No, guys, everything happens for a reason. Let's accept that. But Lelo, you specifically, from your profession and your area of expertise, I want to get your perspective. As to what you think about dating in the workplace, and what are the boundaries that we should and shouldn't like?
Oh, cause. You know what? We discussed this, but it was in one of those episodes that didn't make it to.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
So do you want me to tell the story? I'll decide if I tell the story.
No,
but
no,
I want to
okay.
hear you guys. I want to hear you guys.
So what? Sorry, what was your question?
So because of your profession and you know your background, what do you think are the boundaries? You know, with the human interaction in the workplace, do you think people should be dating in the workplace? Shouldn't it? Is it a career limiting move? What do you guys think?
Okay, so first of all, we cannot, my thing is, I'm just keeping it real. Forget the profession. I'm just being a normal person now.
Mm.
You cannot control what happens, how you end up feeling about a person.
Yeah.
Obviously, nobody goes into the office saying, I'm looking for a man or I'm looking for a woman.
Yeah,
but these things happen because you spend a lot of time with people and then somehow you develop feelings, whatever.
Yeah.
So the only place where I'll draw the line is if your colleague is married.
Okay.
Now that this is something else.
Fair enough.
I also draw the line whereby this person, you have a direct relationship at the workplace in the sense that this person is your line manager or you are the person's line manager.
Okay.
In that case, really, one of you, if you feel so strongly about this person that you want to pursue this relationship, then one of you has to move out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I would say, look, if we are colleagues, we work in the same department, but you don't report to me, I don't report to you, you're not my team leader, whatever, then that's okay.
Mm.
Obviously, knowing that you keep your relationship outside of work, you know, okay, outside of work, lunchtime is also your time. Yeah, so you can also have lunch together, whatever, but let it not interfere in terms of how you do work and how you relate to one another and so on.
That's a fair point. Lighten, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that, like, you know, there's, okay, So this is my thing. Like, I have a different approach with work. Like, I don't like to make friends at work. When I'm at work, I'm at work. I really am not trying to make
friends.
You're
not a nice person.
The crux of it.
Not really. Like, I make friends, but I've also realized that with every kind of relationship, you sort of, like, start, you know, unintentionally, so start letting boundaries get blurred. Mm. So for me, that's, like, my concern with that. But saying that, I also think that if you fall in love with somebody at work, my thing is that, like, with what has happened with Harvey Weinstein and, like, you know, and all of those things, it's, you need to be really, really careful, especially if it's not going to last. If anything goes wrong,
that's the thing. And you work in the same department, it's even worse.
It's just going to be bad. And if in a case where somebody, you might not be my line manager or might not be a line manager, but you have influence also in the company, then that, like, how far does it go that I don't, you know, I don't, like, tell somebody, you know what, she needs a raise, like, make a plan. Yeah. So it's like, for me, there are, like, a lot of things that I play with, like, dating at work, unless if it's, like, let's say, big corporations where there are wings that you don't even know, like, you know, I suppose, like, the big banks where you don't even know some people work there up until you bump into them randomly.
It's like you're 30, 40, 40,000 people in one company.
So I think maybe in those kind of things, maybe, then it works. I don't know.
You make a valid point about the fact that what happens when the two of you break up and you are in the same team. Now, obviously, that's going to affect the team morale. Because now there's that vibe now, so that probably is also something.
And unfortunately, we don't know whether or not it's going to last or not, but I mean, you know, you just never know. It could end, and then how, now things are sour, you guys are like, you're not even, the fact that you're together at home and now you're discussing, did you see Lelo, or did you hear what she said in the meeting? And it sort of like now moves away from the fact that we're being professional and what Lelo said in the meeting is relevant to this topic or this or that issue. And now you're looking at Lelo Abora because your man says Lelo Abora. Now Lelo Abora. And now you're discussing and you're like, you know what? Lelo doesn't deserve a raise. Actually, Lelo doesn't deserve that. Exactly. Actually, don't let her go on leave. Yeah. And I've seen someone actually talk about how a relationship messed up his job. On social media, talking about how the MD was actually married to the accountant or the finance lady or the HR, who's also somehow the HR lady. So the small organizations also, it's not, I don't think it's a good idea. Like, I work in a very small organization.
Yeah, I also know
I would never date. I would never date. Yeah. So, but luckily in South Africa, well, luckily, depending on how you look at it, there aren't necessarily any policies or regulation around dating in South Africa.
Oh, but no, there isn't.
But companies can create their own policies. So companies do create their own policies. Google and Facebook, for example, have dating policies, but you know, they're not forcing you to necessarily say we work. But if there is a conflict of interest somewhere, like you were mentioning, that you, if you're dating the manager and you are in that same team, whatever the case is, you have to. You have to declare. Because the truth is, when it comes to sexual harassment and consensual relationships at work, the lines can be blurred. And then when things go sour, sexual harassment and but also there was an article by Zeus that stated that
Zeus is like the dating app.
They looked at
anyway.
Guys, I just read articles. Okay. No guys, I don't use that, come now.
You only use the other one. Okay, carry on, sorry.
Ones. So they did their little survey about office romance, and 51% of the business professionals that did answer the survey reported that they have participated in some kind of work relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I won't even deny it happens, guys. You just, okay, I think, you know, the thing about it is it happens, not the relationship happens, but the attraction.
Yes.
Like, you spend so much time with these people and you start imagining things. So the attraction happens, but then whether or not you follow through on that, I guess something that's where the self-discipline comes in.
Well, let's see. I've got someone who tells me about their experience. They dated someone in the insurance industry, big corporate, huge building. I think they even live together. But let's hear what she had to say. And I'm quite curious to think what her thoughts are.
Hi, Office Podcast. My name is Mpumi Spia and I work in the insurance sector. I dated in the workplace in 2017 until 2018. Because we worked for a big company and different departments, it worked out for us because we didn't see each other all the time. So if we had to see each other, we'd schedule time together. The only downside to it was when my colleagues started or noticed that we were dating because people do tend to be a bit nosy when they know who you're dating. So it was the questions and the invasion and trying to find out what is going on. But otherwise, we treated like our relationship like any other relationship. So we understood that work was work and it wasn't a social place. So we would generally see each other outside of work. And I think what also contributed to it was the fact that we lived together. So we hardly spent time at work.
Sure. Thanks, they even lived together.
Yo,
so, that was how long does she say what happened?
No, she doesn't say what happened, actually.
I would have loved
how it ended.
So, Bumi, please tell us, hashtag The Office Podcast and tell us what happened with that relationship. We'd like
but
to know.
No, I don't know if I could date someone that I work with and live with them. Like, I cannot see you all
no,
the
but
time.
Then you save on transport.
Actually, you can't pull. There's a lot of things you save on, guys. Rent, groceries.
Yeah, but like, I would see this couple at work. They married, and then at lunchtime, they're sitting together, and I'm like, you don't get tired.
Yeah, no.
Guys, I'm not ready for like marriage, and then you must sit with people. Yeah. You must live with them. The whole, and then now you work with them.
I don't think I would.
I'm sorry, and I can't.
Like, it's nice to see somebody that you're dating once a week. Like,
okay, I don't know about once a week.
Come now. Once a week is a little bit... It's all right, come on, like.
Once or twice a week, so if time allows.
Exactly.
You see, and then I also asked, you know, quite a few people as well last night as to whether or not they've been involved in or they've met someone or their current partner. Yeah. So at Kim Kandashisa says that she dated a guy at her workplace.
Uh-huh.
She was being asked by other female colleagues if she's really sure about this relationship. So they would come to her and say, you know what I'm saying? And she, you know, she was... she was okay with the fact that he told her, you know what, I used to be a hoe, but now I've changed and I'm ready to settle down. Hey, guys, only to come to the point where she resigns and then she's no longer in the business, right?
Oh, my God.
And then the one time, not even a week after her resignation, she calls her man after groove, midnight, you know, calling her man, you know that I'm home text. How? Then someone else answers the phone and it's like, who are you?
Oh, so they were still dating, but she just left
just left the camp. She just resigned. They were still dating. And then she finds out that, no, actually, he's replaced you with someone else in the business already. So I think this guy was just a serial corporate dater.
Oh, so he just needed to always have someone in the business.
And then there's Mandla Nojisile. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And he's been with his partner for over a year now, and they also met at the same company, still working together, just in different locations. So for them, there was no need to even disclose the relationship, but apparently their managers know about it. Fisiwe says she also dated at work. Everyone knew about the relationship, but when they fought, they would make sure that they keep like interaction.
Okay, well, that's
minimum.
Maturity.
Yeah, I think that is maturity, and you need that as well. At Stacey Moloi met her husband in 2013 at work. Her boss didn't like it, but obviously there was nothing he could do about it.
He liked her. I'm kidding.
Oh,
girl. I'm really kidding.
Stacey,
really
Lelo said that.
Yeah.
They had lunch together every day, she says. But there were little breakups because you know how in a relationship sometimes you'll be like, you know what, it's over. Yeah. She said they wouldn't
but
last
my
long
thing,
because
guys,
they see each other at work.
Is that like for me, how I deal with a breakup, like I don't want to see you.
Yes.
Messages. I don't want to see anything. That's how I handle breakup. Now, if you work with a person every day, how do you do it?
I think that's what gets to me. Oh,
guys, I don't know.
I don't know.
This is why we never dated work, eh? Like, I block as soon as we're done, I block you. I never want to see
you.
And I've got the luck that I never bump into my exes. Like, never.
You want to bump into them when you've moved on, forgotten all about whatever.
But funny enough, I used to be like that as well, but now I'm just like, whatever.
So how did it end with Stacey?
With Stacey? No, Stacey, they married.
Okay, so she's one of the lucky ones.
She's one of the and then I put a poll out as well to find out, guys, would you, wouldn't you?
But wait, so you see why I'm saying that I cannot totally be against people dating in the office because you never know where you're going to find your soulmate.
Yeah. And they've been together for 5 years now.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
It's very cute. I think that's like one of the cutest stories. So there's quite a few good stories. And then some of the guys actually end up moving departments or moving locations for work or maybe going to another building, whatever the case is.
Yes,
if that's possible.
I think what we can see through like those examples and just like in general is that people, when it works for people, it's usually people in bigger companies. I think in smaller companies, because I work in advertising, guys. Like,
it wouldn't work
in everybody's
space.
Lips with everybody, so it's just
okay. So, FYI, stay away from people in the advertising industry. Okay, cool.
It's like every. I think it's also because most advertising agencies have got like majority of young single people.
So it's like you know,
and there's drinks every Friday. So
drinks
it's
and what
the
else?
Type of industry.
Exactly, drinks and a lot of things.
Wow.
But anyway,
a lot of things.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your tongue when you say a lot of things?
Hey, they know.
It's the twang that everybody has been saying.
Oh, yeah, apparently that twang.
No, I love the way you sound.
Oh, okay.
Hater's gonna hate. Hater's gonna hate. Okay, you're telling us about your poll.
So I actually ran a poll as well. I was just curious to see what people thought. Mm. I got a lot of different responses from people. Majority actually said no, even, you know, when they RT'd with a comment. Or they wouldn't. Because they say you don't eat where you shit.
Yeah.
What's that saying?
Makes business a pleasure.
Yeah, you don't mix business. That's what a lot of them say. Which is weird because someone's fooling someone else. Because Sponga Munga as well commented. He said, okay, everyone's saying no, yet people are still dating one another in the office.
Exactly.
So who's fooling who?
Exactly.
So are you guys lying to save face or what's going on? But in the response that I got, 72% said no, it's a career limiting move and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't date or start a relationship at work. Mm. And 28% said, yeah, why not? You know, I don't know. I'm on the fence with this one. I think, again, goes back to Latin's point. If it's a big organization where I can move around and get away with just being with my friends at work or with my colleagues and you stay in your department.
Yeah. I had it was an attraction. It wasn't really a relationship because we didn't really date. Also, I was in the Free State and he was like an Afrikaans guy.
I happen to like Afrikaans guys, but
it was like, is that the rich guy? The one you're talking about?
No.
Because he's got lots of people. Or something. So for me, it was like, I think for me, I knew because of his position and he was like senior.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, it's not going to happen. So yes, even though sometimes you know it's not going to happen, nothing's going to happen, but you're like, oh, you still kind of entertain those weird stolen moments.
I would too. So I do understand.
But not full out.
But you didn't pursue anything.
No, we didn't. No. We didn't.
For me, the other thing that makes it awkward, the way I'm like a complete no, is that there's a time in my old workplace where I was like, I kind of had a thing for somebody at work. And then I was on Tinder and he was on Tinder. And then I saw his profile. Mm-hmm. And whatever he wrote in his profile,
it turned you off.
Yeah. I was like, who are you? It's just,
Come on, guys. He has to sell himself.
And
it wasn't.
It's the real person that comes out.
Yeah, it's the real person that comes out. True. So it's like, you know.
Because also, remember at work, we come in this packaged thingy.
Exactly.
So out there, we're like, yes.
Yeah, no. And there actually should be a rule with bosses being on Tinder at work, hey? Like, I
what
swear that.
What rule?
But it's, I feel like awkward. They need to switch it off when they're at work, because then there was an instance where I used to work at, one of the bosses was on Tinder, and he was matching with five of the other girls. It's so awkward.
No, guys, so why is he matching? So that means he's liking.
They're both liking.
I can get the girls, but why is the boss? Oh my gosh. But anyway, guys, things to consider when you want to get into a relationship at work, and this is according to Career 24, right? Know what you want from the relationship. So get to know each other as friends before you decide if the person is really
I agree with that.
Because you could get yourself in a muddy situation. Be prepared to maintain boundaries, right? And the question is this actually possible?
Yeah.
Keep work priorities straight. Keep that separate as well, right? And then get real about the aftermath. So be prepared for a possible breakup and how you'll actually deal with it should break up.
I really think the best thing is if you feel like, nah, I really want to pursue this relationship, then be prepared to have the conversation about one of you possibly moving. I think that's the best way.
Exactly. But what is our key takeout, guys? Are we dating at work? Are we not dating? Is it a 50-50? Are you on the fence?
Do it. Be responsible. Just be responsible. Pick who you do it with. And like I just said now, rather if you feel really strongly about the person, you guys have to talk about the possibility of one of you moving out.
Lie?
Don't do it.
Your just face. Don't. Oh my gosh, I wish you guys could see that.
Imagine now let's say you haven't met someone, you haven't been in a relationship for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Because you haven't met someone that you felt you connected with or not. And then you meet this person and this person happens to be in the same company. Now you're not gonna date them because
that's on. But anyway guys, let us know your thoughts. I'm really keen to know. You guys said a mouthful this morning, but I really wanna get down to the nitty-gritty of it. So hashtag us, The Office Podcast, and we'll read out or we'll comment and we'll engage online,
We cannot wait.
And we can't wait. But anyway, pots.
Okay, so we're going to take a small break.
I'm switching on the kettle. I need the hot pot.
You need tea. Yes. So let's take a quick break and then come back with tea.
Yeah, I will do that.
We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, guys. It's time now for Tea with Lighten.
Yes, guys. So our tea for this week, right, it's basically being Mary Jane, the finale,
finally.
Special that we watched courtesy to BT Africa. And Kiela,
you keep saying courtesy of BT Africa. Thank you. Who asked BT Africa to do a streaming?
And thank you. And I saw
your Facebook post. He's like, thank you, BT Africa. I'm like, did BT Africa invite you? Did BT Africa have this idea? Or did Miss Lelo have this idea?
Wow.
So please go and correct your
credit
Facebook post.
I'm going to go edit it.
I'm kidding, guys. I'm not that. What's the word? I don't know what the English word is.
Yeah, she's not a petty label.
Guys, you see what we go through, right? But anyway, so thank you to Miss Lela B and BT Africa. I think Lela, you actually wrangled a lot of people that are interested in the show, which is quite great because we're like minds, which makes it even more interesting and exciting. But Gia didn't come.
Next.
Mm-hmm. Next.
She's uninvited from whatever the next one is.
I'm going to.
Guys, I've got like a few questions that I need to pose. Like, I don't know, Gia, if you have like a bit of... You've watched Being Mary Jane. So you know, it's just the final.
Oh, you haven't seen the final? Okay.
Remember I had a break
Let's
in.
Spoil it
I
for
don't even have
yeah,
it
I was about to say, guys.
Right now.
Spoiler alert.
You can watch it online, girl. Oof. Yeah. No, I'm not supposed to say that on air. Please take it off, Rob. Okay, carry on.
No, I'll watch it on Showmax.
Is it on Showmax?
No, it won't be.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant when I said online.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, it's cool. So, like, I think what we identify with Mary Jane on is she's always been a mess. And I think the mess is what we identify. We see
it's because of the men,
right?
Of the men that the she's men. Been a mess.
Yeah, exactly. Because she's got almost every kind of thing, like her work together, but then also her work is affected with like dating at work. So, you know, a lot of things that come into play.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's like her faults have made us at some point or other like identify with who she is and the situation and sort of like mirror our experiences. Mm-hmm. So just to get into dissecting the movie later, I want to ask first before we actually get into it, were there any men from Mary J's past that you feel should have been there on the finale?
David.
Why? But
was
David
Bu
was
not there? Was Bu there?
Who?
Bu. Yes.
Oh, Bu. Is it Bu or Bo?
Bo.
Bo. Okay, yeah, let's call him Bo for the purposes of this conversation because I'm not saying Bu.
Not Bo Forrester.
Sorry. Okay.
Yes.
So in my heart, I really hoped that Mary Jane would end up with David.
Why?
Why?
Guys, have you ever watched Being Mary Jane?
Yes,
no, we do.
I really feel like David was the one. Yeah. I felt like David was out of all them, and there were many.
Yes,
I feel like David was the one. But I guess, and there was a season, I can't remember which season it was, where she actually saw David with the child. When I saw, because we had already forgotten about David and then that scene happened, and I was like, okay, so there's a possibility that David is going to come back.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
He didn't come back. And then we had Lee. Oh my God. I did not like
Lee.
Justin happened. And I was so happy. So at the end of the last season and in the beginning of this finale, I was like, Team Justin.
Yes.
Until the things that happened in that film, and I was like,
it's like, no.
Trash.
No.
I would have loved for it to be David.
Yeah.
I think their story was really, really super intense, and there was just something about them being together, guys. Oh.
Yeah, I think I'm happy.
But for me, I actually would have loved to see the majority of the guys. To see, like,
even
almost
Andre.
Not Andre, okay. Definitely not Andre. But I would have loved to see
Sheldon.
Sheldon, yeah, I wanted to see Sheldon, and I wanted to see Cardi Body.
Oh. We didn't need Cardi Body because she was getting some from Justin and whoever else.
But then it's like just a bit of a closure. But anyways, you know, like what I liked. I'm not sure if I really liked it. Was how it was so straightforward. Like within the five minutes, we knew what was happening.
It was too rushed.
Exactly, and I felt like it was
You liked that fast pace. I felt like it made the storytelling a little bit bad.
Okay.
I don't want to say
so
bad,
what,
but
do you
like
that they stretched Hey, if you're saying that they had that in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, but in the first 5 minutes, it was almost the plot of the whole movie. Oh. Like, yeah, almost.
It was just too rushed.
Which is, it was too rushed. It was just too much detail in the first 5 minutes, I think.
What happened in the first 5 minutes?
We found out she was pregnant and Justin proposed. And then
but
we found out she was
hiding last season, remember? So it was
a reminder. Yes, so it was like a reminder. Yeah. But then I just felt like it was...
I didn't expect her to actually carry the baby. I didn't think.
Yeah, and what is the story with the baby? And how did Justin feel about the baby?
He left.
Mm-hmm.
So Justin leaves when he finds out that she's pregnant because they had a fight, and then within 48 hours she went to do the insemination, and he left. Remember how he left last season?
Yeah.
When he found out, what did he find? Oh, that she voted for Kara instead of him.
Yes.
She left. He left. He left again.
I hope he doesn't
now.
Walk out.
Okay.
And he's like, good luck with your baby.
Exactly.
And leaves.
But then also, guys, no, like, I do not like that Justin left, but then also, our girl Mary Jane, it's like, I swear, it's like she doesn't take time to breathe. She's just like,
Mary Jane,
I'm
but a lot
do it
of,
now.
You are turning 40 like or you're already 40. What are you going to wait for? Because this guy left and is now leaving you for the second time.
Exactly.
So you're not
for
thinking,
so
oh no, he's going to come back. And he said, good luck with your baby. Yeah. Oh no, sorry, this is not this time, but it was last time.
Yeah.
When he left because she voted
for Kara.
So Mary Jane has been wanting a baby for the longest time. So I don't blame her for acting within 48 hours because I get it. She's been like wanting a baby for so long. And
she wasn't going to wait. And or wait forever. On the sidelines, uncertain about what's going to happen, or someone's going to come back.
I'm not saying not do it, but then I'm like 2 weeks.
There's no time.
My ex could get fried up in the next 72 hours.
But then, like, did you think the story though was true to who Mary Jane was introduced to us as?
No,
it wasn't.
Like,
no.
How so?
A little bit that
Mary Jane. Guys, Mary Jane ended up with... Okay, can we talk about... really, if you have not watched this finale.
Yeah, no, okay, yes.
Mary
spoiler
Jane,
alert.
So... Guys.
Yes. I know you have strong feelings about this whole thing.
No, it upset me because I felt like, what the hell? So first of all, this guy leaves.
Yeah.
And then we get introduced to Maurice Chestnut.
Yes.
They kind of wasted his time of bringing him there.
Yes.
We get Maurice Chestnut brought into this film, and he's like this guy that she used to date back in the day when they were in school.
Yeah.
And then apparently she had broken his heart back then.
Yeah.
And now he meets up with her. She's pregnant. She's like heavily pregnant.
Yeah.
She's gone to, you know, the baby classes. Whatever. Yes. I don't know what those called. What are they called? Prenatal.
Prenatal classes.
And then, not auntie. Auntie or pre? Anyway, whatever that is, I must have another baby so I can remember. And then this guy is now pitching up there too, so that she doesn't
open arms.
She doesn't go through it alone.
He was
and this guy
arms.
Is like in love. They had sex and she was like heavily pregnant.
Yeah,
and you know, like,
apparently, but apparently that's like
apparently the hormones are like raging.
You know what I loved about that is that we never see that.
That is
so
true.
It's like it's almost like that a celebration of women wounded. That's that's a thing and taking the taboo out of it. But anyway, sorry.
So literally, this guy is the perfect guy who wants to do this with her, knowing that she's carrying whoever's child.
Yeah,
and
which is very rare.
Justin comes back.
So I hope he doesn't.
You know, like now when you're saying that, I was thinking. You're actually right that if they brought back David, and it could have been Justin and David, that could have been an interesting storyline.
You are so right.
Because then Mary Jane would have like actually been not,
because now
not
this
as clear.
Like, oh no, oh my God.
She was heavily in love with that one. With David.
You know, you're bringing up a valid point. Why didn't they just bring up
David? But maybe that's what, that's it's always been David and Mary Jane and Dave and Justin and Mary Jane, but now maybe they wanted to just take a different turn. It's
but
possible
this turn just
because the David storyline. Because
they just brought a perfect guy, and then next thing Mary. Okay, so you know, do you know what happens? So please talk about it. Like now, I'm getting emotional.
She is, guys. The hair even is flicking.
Okay, where do you want me to pick up from? Where do you want me to pick up?
Just talk about what happened with
with David and so basically,
no, not David.
No, I mean Bo.
Yes.
So Bo comes back. Right, Bo is introduced to us, and he's a perfect guy, like Ulelo said. Like, is there for Mary Jane when Justin is AWOL and he's like chocolate.
I can't imagine.
No, Morris Chestnut, I don't know. That the 50 parents, looks good on him.
The parents even love him.
Exactly, that's the thing. Aww. And he's been married before. And,
yes, and they couldn't have babies. And they couldn't have babies.
So he actually, and he was adopted. So he for was me, really the they were setting guy. That story up yeah. for him to get just married to Mary Jane. Because when he said, like, I was adopted, I was like, wow, this is like perfect. So he doesn't have any issues with that. Which, contrary to Justin was like, I don't know how I feel about raising
someone else's child. Like, yeah.
He was just so selfish about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then so Kara is now obviously, Kara now has cancer.
Yeah.
And then she goes to have surgery.
Shame,
and
man.
Then she invites, but we only find out later that she invited Justin to come back and stand in for her. That's how they got to interact.
Yes. Oh, damn.
That's how they, yeah.
Kara's also been through the most here on the show.
But then also, I didn't like that part because I feel like it wasn't Kara's place. Because I feel like if Kara hadn't done that and Justin hadn't been back, Mary Jane would have been happy with Bo.
Yeah. Okay, now we know. Now we know who's who
exactly.
in this room. We've got Team Bo the side and we've got Team Justin the side.
No,
I was Team Justin in the beginning. Until he left when he found out about the baby.
Guys, so and wasn't until, a very, this and was a until very bad the,
and,
from...
and actually, it was not until he left.
Yeah.
Until he left, it was okay. But it's the how he came back that made me. Exactly. That made me say no, not this guy.
So even when he went to the hospital and Mary Jane had like a little accident.
I had a scare.
It was just the fact that he didn't even want Kara to tell Mary Jane. I understand that, like
I didn't get
he
that
didn't
part.
Want to upset her further. Mm. But I'm like, you really didn't care in any case. So, yeah.
Shucks, I wonder why I should make that decision.
Yeah, no, it was
then.
Crazy. But then, guys, just to move along from this from this one, I want to find out, Lelo, especially from you, is that what do you think worked in terms of other things that were part of the story except Mary Jane and her drama? I will tell you what was good for me. I like that they sort of like had closure on other characters.
No, that was like a waste of time.
I don't think it was.
If they didn't focus on those people, they could have told a better story with Mary Jane. Now they had to tell us about Nisi.
I think everyone. You know why I think they do that? Yeah. I think they do that because every character is almost relatable to someone out there.
Yeah.
Or everyone relates to a particular character.
Like, I also feel like it sort of like ends everything it and does. What
else. Like,
but I do understand.
I mean, I like Nisi.
Do you know what I didn't like? I feel like so if we can have Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion three parts. We could have had Big Mary Jane three parts and the story is being told like quite well and quite over three episodes to just like finish it up.
Because
I don't think it wasn't like enough time. And as much as that telling other people's stories wasted time from the bigger story, I feel like it's always almost important. Like the certain things that I wanted to know, where is Nichelle? Remember Nichelle who was one of Mary Jane's best friends that they used to party together in Atlanta. I'm like, what?
Oh, but didn't they tell each other crap?
Like, when she gets married, it's like, where are her people? Like, it's, you
know. No, forget about Nichelle. Where was Kara at the wedding? Kara was not even at the wedding. Yeah. They even forgot to get her best friend to the wedding. That's how rushed this movie was.
So
and guess who she's marrying? Oh, my God. That was
Should we spoil it?
I was so upset.
She marries Justin. But tell me how it happens. No, please.
Well, the picture looked cute.
No, I don't care.
The wedding picture looked cute. Pictures.
So, this is how it happens, right? So Mary Jane is having a work function, right? Justin is back at work, working at Mary Jane's, at the station. And Mary Jane is seeing Boo, and Boo comes in as, like, Mary Jane states. And then, for a split second, Boo runs into Justin, the fist fights.
Which Justin started the fist fights.
And then Mary Jane comes, says, like, why are you fighting with my boss? And then it becomes a drama. Then Boo leaves, and then Justin leaves.
Because now Boo is, like, saying now, guys, can we call him Boo?
It's fine.
So he's like, I can see you still have, are you really going to attack me? The one who started it. And they had an interaction before where he was saying, are you sure you've moved on from this guy? Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. So he's like really upset and then he leaves.
Yeah.
Can you, girl, and just then, bring Bo to me.
And then Mary Jane, guess what Mary Jane does? Because like that was like my worst thing.
I hated that so much.
Guess who she goes to? Tell Justin's me. House. And Justin is staying somewhere in Magaliesburg, that far from the city.
She actually makes an effort to go that far. Women make this mistake all the time.
This guy is not the one who went to her. So that's exactly. my thing about being Mary Jane. She gets into an Uber, obviously ki Uber Black, yes. so she pays whatever, whatever. She goes to Justin's house in the middle of the night. They end up having sex.
Yes.
And then
now they obviously back together, and then now she gets called to say the baby's sick. And then she, I need to go back. Oh no, I'll take you, I'll drive you.
Yes.
Then they drive back. This is the same Justin who's never even asked about the baby or who was never there when the baby, whatever, whatever.
Exactly.
Anyway, so they go back to her house.
That's interesting because I think a lot of women make this mistake.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. We do.
We make this mistake. But then, like, chasing the one that's not chasing us. Yeah. Or,
but then this is the thing, it's like, to spoil it even further, because we've actually spoiled it in any case. So they get it to the house, and then they ended up, the sitter leaves, right? And then it's just Mary Jane and the baby. And Justin, right? And then guess who comes in to apologize? Like, a few hours later. And a few hours later, Mary Jane has had sex with Justin, has made up with Justin. Justin is in the house,
Justin
playing
is,
daddy.
Justin is now singing for the baby.
Yeah, and Boo is like on one knee proposing to Mary Jane, and
Justin comes in from the bathroom with holding the baby.
Exactly. Then from that, we just skip to the wedding.
Yeah, it was rushed.
It was rushed. It was just so much.
I just felt like, why are they rewarding this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's always just been one of those cocky guys.
Actually,
the only thing good about that wedding was Lala Hathaway singing "Angel." That was the only thing.
Oh, was that Lala Hathaway?
Yeah. But otherwise, like,
it was rushed. If all of that happened in a space of 2 hours,
that
was rushed. Mm.
So, but guys, I think, like, just two.
It's 2 hours if you are watching adverts. It was actually an hour and a half. So even worse.
Exactly. I feel like if it was two hours, maybe you could have helped. Mm. But not with the same ending, though. Like, I was so unimpressed with the ending. And like you said, they rewarded Justin for just being
a douche.
Mm. A douche.
A typical guy.
And I think, like, there's this thing, though, that just, like, to sum this whole up, it's we've got the thing about the 80-20 rule. We never observe it. Mm. We always go for the 20% thinking that it's an 80%, and it's always 20%.
Being Mary Jane really, really hurt me, guys. And I feel like they really just could have left it where we know whether she accepts or...
Maybe because they were worried that you guys... Or they were worried that people would want to bring up another season or... So they wanted to just close a chapter entirely.
But now what's happened is that we feel like we need closure for what happened. What's happening.
Because now we're saying, okay, now they're going to have like a small fight and Justin is going to leave again.
Exactly.
Bad move from the system.
I know, I didn't like it.
Because I think BET is going to come back with being Mary Jane after a few years, and then Justin would have left, and then Mary Jane would have been single and divorced.
I kind of feel like...
I think there's nothing else to tell about
that whole thing. Yeah. I don't know. I think it just needed a little bit more than it was.
That means we're done with being Mary Jane?
Yeah, we are done with being Mary Jane. I'm happy to be done with it. I just need closure for what happened.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Lighten, for that tea. Loved it. So guys, thank you. This was it for today. We're not having out of office because I gave all my time to throwing 10 charms about
and you,
being Mary Jane.
You can tell how passionate you are.
Yeah. No, I haven't even said half the stuff. I think I'm actually going to blog about about the whole thing. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate your feedback. So please do rate, review, leave a comment,
subscribe.
Let us know. Yes, subscribe, of course.
Subscribe.
Let us know what you think, what other topics you'd like us to discuss. But other than that, we shall see you again next week.
Next week, guys. Thank you.
Bye.